for news stories around the world and throughout South Yorkshire. This is Just News.
It's 2:30. I'm Elliot Green with your local headlines. Sheffield's Clean Air Zone has gone live. The most polluting commercial vehicles like taxis, lorries, vans and buses will now be charged for driving into the city centre. It doesn't apply to private cars and motorbikes. Green councillor Christine Gilligan-Kubo says there's money available to help businesses convert to electric.
We acknowledge that the grant is not meant to cover the full cost of the vehicle. It's meant to help people who would probably want to be changing their vehicles anyway soon. So it's a boost to help them and to prompt them to change their vehicles now rather than wait a couple of years.
Hundreds of people gathered in Sheffield at the weekend to mark a year since the start of the war in Ukraine. People came together to stand united with those still fighting and to remember those who've lost their lives so far. Olga Swales from the Association of Ukrainian Great Britain says the war is still taking its toll.
During this year, there was so much happening. My whole family is still in Ukraine, my relatives and friends. And it's a horrible thing to get used to bombings for me and not to cry anymore.
Barnsley Council's announced a 3.9% increase in council tax. It says it's inevitable in the current economic circumstances. Leader of the council, Sir Steve Houghton, says the increase is a result of a decade of financial struggle.
Over the last 10, 12 years, we've had austerity and Barnsley's lost around £120 million a year out of its budget. That's resulted in reductions in the workforce of about 40%. So we are a very different council to what we were 10 years ago.
A new exhibition about people's experiences of the pandemic has opened in Sheffield's Millennium Gallery. It's called Stories from the Pandemic, and it's furnished like a house in lockdown. And on every surface, screen and wall is a different tale. Programme manager at Compassionate Sheffield, Nick Dayton, wants people to carry on the kindness shown during lockdown.
Things have changed dramatically during the pandemic, not all for the better. We're sort of stumbling into the next crisis with the cost of living crisis. I hope that people feel encouraged and inspired to do the small things that make a massive difference to people's lives.
Now, a £60 million planning application has been submitted by Sheffield City Council to refurbish the Castlegate area of the city. It'll also highlight the history of Sheffield Castle by showing some of the historical ruins. Martin Gorman, chair of Friends of Sheffield Castle, is hopeful for the future.
I don't think we're going to be able to see the whole of the site excavated because a lot of it will be already converted into either event space or a park and that sort of thing. But there is an element of the planning application which allows for future excavation. So we're encouraged by that.
In sport, Sheffield Wednesday set a new club record for unbeaten games in the league this weekend. Darren Moore's side beat Charlton 1-0, which means the Owls are now 20 games without a loss. The previous record of 19 was set in 1961. Weather, some light rain showers around with sunny spells. Highs of 7 Celsius. It's 2:33. There's more news and sport at sheffieldwire.co.uk.
Just News for your local news.